Which of your children needs most of your attention? Good morning. There are four kinds of children that are described in the Torah: the wise son, the wicked son, the simple son, and the one who does not know how to ask. And people would want to gravitate probably to the wise son, or at least the simple son, because they're easier to reach. But the Torah begins the discussion of the four kinds of people with the wicked son, with the one who does not know how to ask, highlighting that we need to also dedicate resources to those people. In fact, on the night of the Seder, we begin the Seder by inviting all those who are hungry, all those who want to celebrate the Passover Seder, to join us. But before we even make this invitation, we pay attention to those children who may be falling asleep, who may not be interested in the Seder. And the Torah says, do something to attract them. The halacha is that on the night of the Seder, before beginning the Haggadah, you move the Seder plate away. Why? Just to draw your child's interest. This highlights something in general in life, that it is the children who are disenfranchised and seem to be completely out to lunch when it comes to their Judaism, that they require your attention as well, and perhaps more of your attention. That's why Hashem responds to the wicked son in the response to the one who does not know how to ask. Hashem puts them together because Hashem is telling us, if you see a child acting wickedly, it's just because he doesn't know. It's not because he has something wrong with him. It's just because he doesn't know any better at this time. You need to pay attention and bring him back to where he needs to be. I dedicate a minute of Torah today to Boaz McNabb and Shana Gilbert in honor of their anniversary yesterday. Many happy returns this day. Banu Chaim Zain Revichi, Kum Revichi. Also dedicate this to Mrs. Sharon Gompertz in honor of her birthday. May you have a year of bracha v'yatzlacha begashem yisuv ruchnias. And I'd like to dedicate this as well. Habdil mi Chaim Tei Maruchim, the Chaya Chaim, the neshama of Reb Avraham ben Rafal Devber, whose yard site is today. May his neshama have an aliyah, may he be good to better on behalf of his family for all good. B'seich Chal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.